In 1968, Richard Nixon accepted the Republican presidential nomination, promising a war against crime. 48 years later, Donald Trump did the same thing as he accepted the Republican nomination Thursday. I have a message to every last person threatening the peace on our streets and the safety of our police. When I take the oath of office next year, I will restore law and order to our country, Trump said. But there are limits to what a president can do to reduce crime. Unlike in some countries, most policing in the United States is done by agencies controlled by local governments, not the federal government. Federal law enforcement handles less than 10% of crime, said Jack McDevitt, director of the Northeastern University Institute on Race and Justice. In his speech, Trump, like Nixon before him, painted a frightening picture of the crime threat facing America. Decades of progress made in bringing down crime are now being reversed by the Obama administration's rollback of criminal enforcement, Trump said. Homicides last year increased by 17% in America's 50 largest cities. That's the largest increase in 25 years. Nixon talked about a wave of crime victimizing Americans. The website factcheck.org said Trump is correct to report an increase in homicide rates. However, it said that law enforcement experts say it is too early to say this is a trend. The website said crime rates are still far lower than in the 1990s. Trump has not yet offered details on how a Trump administration would fight crime. One of the largest federal anti-crime programs came from Democratic President Bill Clinton. He is the husband of current Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. The 1994 crime bill that Clinton helped push through Congress increased penalties for federal crimes, especially drug violations. It also called for adding 100,000 new police officers with federal funds. By 2005, a congressional report said the program had added 88,000 police officers. It found the program added about 1% to total local spending on police and contributed to a 1.3% decline in the overall crime rate. Hillary Clinton has said adding police was a good thing. But she said the bill went too far by requiring long sentences for nonviolent drug offenses. She said it has led to the imprisonment of too many African Americans. There are other similarities between what Nixon said in 1968 and what Trump said Thursday in Cleveland, Ohio, at the Republican National Convention. Both men said their plans would help people of all races. Nixon said, "And to those who say that law and order is the code word for racism, there and here is a reply. Our goal is justice for every American." Trump said, "Every action I take, I will ask myself, does this make life better for young Americans in Baltimore, Chicago, Detroit, Ferguson, who have the same right to live out their dreams as any other child in America?" The four cities he mentioned have a large population of African Americans. America struggled with racial tensions in the 1960s and still does today. In the 1960s, there were race riots in some American cities. Some of the reasons were a lack of jobs, charges of violent police treatment of African Americans, and the assassination of civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. A 1968 report from the Kerner Commission said, "Our nation is moving toward two societies, one black, one white, separate and unequal." In 2015 and 2016, the Black Lives Matter movement has protested police shootings of African Americans. This month, there were killings of 5 police officers in Dallas, Texas, and 3 police officers in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Mass killings connected to terrorism in San Bernardino, California in 2014 and last month in Orlando, Florida, have added to unease among Americans.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com.